Question number 170, based on what was mentioned last week, does it mean that anyone that learns with the DSU program or learns halacha in Beis Aaron or in Beis Shalom full time is being Pyrik Oil Torah Me'olov since he isn't learning Sugyas of Gimel Be'in? Is it wrong for people who are naturally Bali halacha that the chelik of Mashlim Chofetz in Torah is halacha to spend most of the time learning Torah Shalom, etc., obviously with Gemara, but is the Rechsaran in Amelis in this type of limud? Would it be secondary to Gemara Sukkot Be'in, and for what manner is a Rebbe Dvarim? Is this a woman asking this question? It's like a Rebbe Dvarim. And for that matter, is someone's constraints are so low leveled that he has to hover away to even understand Chumash with Rashi, would it be appropriate to spend most of the day on a limud of that sort, not Gemara? So let's just start with what the klal is, you know, and hopefully it'll affect the Rav Dvarim over here. But that is like this, that the biggest madriga in Torah is Sugi Shmaita Limud Hilchos. That's the biggest madriga. As I'll talk about Elif Nechlosan L'Mikra Echad Yetzel L'Mishnah, Elif Nechlosan L'Mishnah Echad Yetzel L'Talmud, Elif Nechlosan L'Talmud Echad Yetzel Hayro. Sugi Shmaita Limud Hilchos is Hayro, and Hayro is the biggest madriga in Torah. Now, if somebody thinks Hayro is to read Likuti Halachas here, read Likuti Halachas there, and read a Likud of Rabbi Pliny's Psokim on Yichud here, and Likud of Rabbi Pliny's Psokim on Bas B'Cholov here, and this English book and that English book, and that's by him, he's making a terrible mistake. Open up a Sefer Chazanish and see what it means, the basic cloud is like this. The cloud that I was saying last week, and it's still true this week, and it's going to be true next week, is any kind of limud that you could do when you don't feel well or when you're tired, and you can do it just as well, like being malakin from some, say, for Likuti Halachas, that's not a Moshel Teira Karoi. That's the biggest raya, because you can do it with only half a brain. You have to be exerting yourself b'chol kayach. Now, if you're doing it in just the limud asugis or in being masik shmaitza limud hilchos, so asugis shmaitza limud hilchos is a big madriga. So all these people that you're referring to in Beis Shalom, Beis Aaron, I'm assuming they're doing it right. I'm not in touch with them. But again, amol shel Torah means learning b'chol lev, b'chol kayach, b'chol iyun. It's not just underlining that final line over there, the Mishnah Berurah, and just being malakid that. That a person can do when he's sick, or when he's tired, and when he's mindless and heartless. That's not called Amol Shel Torah. Amol Shel Torah means an exertion. Now he talks about something else. Somebody that his kishrenis are so low level that he has to hover away to even understand Chumash with Rashi. Would it be appropriate to spend most of the day on limud of that sort? This is something that's got to be discussed. You know, in the new Yoreach LeMiyadim on Shavuos, there's a maimer there in the second volume about the Mishnah v'shteit called Alimut Teira Mo'ini Soivi L'Kaimim Mo'isha, that it goes on Kishreinus. So if you're talking about somebody that his Kishreinus are so low leveled that all he could do is learn Chumash, but the Tana says that if he's Alimut Teira Mo'ini, it's going to be Soivi L'Kaimim Mo'isha. He's going to grow in his kishreinus, he's going to grow in his capacity. If a person is makir atzmoy for limud and harvests and pushes himself, his kaychas and his kelim are going to grow. And that's wrong you're doing. The maimer that the Baal Yerach LeMiyadim Shtel Zavek is on a famous story that Rav Hutna said over B'Shem Rabach, and the whole story on that Indian. But I heard from Rav Shmuel Meir Katz, Shlita B'Shem HaShver Zatzal, B'Shem HaGoyer B'Shem Zalman, that he said something frightening. He said that Memel is safe for the Mishnah, called Vatla Zatir Ma'isha, safe for the Vatla Ma'ini, goes in Kishreinus also. That if you have a person that is very talented and big Balkishan and he's not using it out Kiroi, as the years will go by, he's going to be losing those talents. The gifts that you saw in him when he was younger, as he gets older, you're going to wonder where they go, like there's nothing very special about that person anymore, like what happened to all those Bezunder gifts. Rabbi Zalman said that it's taken away also. that the sefer, the Mishnah of Kol Mevatlas that the Moisha goes in Kishon also, that sefer Mevatlas may only. So this is no such thing. Someone that has Kishon is so weak. This is only by a child, let's say. That's, you know, just as the years of developing, the child that's only trying to Chumash, I'd rather should be learning Chumash all day. That's certainly very mistava. I mean, Kifkino can feed the Pituach. But everybody, the more they push themselves, the more the Kishonis grow, the more their ability grows. And we've all heard about this Godel and that Godel. He was really a Shvach about Kishon when he was younger. And we've heard that many times. And they're putting out the most brilliant Svachim. I mean, this is what we're doing. And if anyone has any selfie about it, you just have to be a shtickle maimin. And know as Gemara state, La Mal Teira Nivra. Everybody was created for a Mal Teira. And if you were created for that purpose, so the one who created you, the one who made the machine, made it that it should work. And in Pasuk state, Yodecha Asuni Vayichayne Nuni. Your hands made me and prepared me. Yodecha Asuni Vayichayne Nuni Havineini Ve'omadechu Kecha. That you created me and prepared me to learn. That's what you created me. That's my tachlis. La'amal teira nivra. So teach me the teira. Make it that I should be able to. When a Kashbo is going to make the product, it's going to work. The machine is going to be perfect. It just might take a little bit of yigi and amelis just to bring it out. So, and Tchilasa is mar, and the person has to push himself, no question about it. But his kreiches and his kishreiches is always going to grow. So, there's no such thing that a guy says, I'm not about kishon, I can't do it. There's really no such thing, you know. It's the more he pushes himself, the more the kishreiches grow. It's only the game for a little child. Let me just tell you, B'didi have over there. My own experience, this goes back many years. You lose track a little bit of time, but it could easily be 20 years ago. I mean, I don't know exactly, but easily 20 years. There was a boy here in Lakewood, growing up in Lakewood. He was about 15 years old, and he was learning in the Stanford Yeshiva at that time, and he came home for a Shabbos. And it seems as though his Rebbe instituted that every bocha has to say a chabura every Sunday. There was a rotation that every bocha had to say a chabura to his chaverim. And he didn't have any chabura to say. And that Sunday, after that off Shabbos, he had to say a chabura. So his father was a shtickle friend of mine, so he approached me to ask me if I could help him prepare a chabura that he should have what to say. So, I said, sure, you know, I'll be happy to help him. What are you learning? He says, learning Kedushin, Tavav, the Sugya of the Shinest Misupokim, Kedushin. I wasn't then learning Kedushin, but I had learned that in Yin, so I said, come by Mr. Shabbos and we'll prepare Chabur. So he comes and we start talking and learning, you know, trying to set up a little Chabur. And I realized after a few short exchanges that this point is not holding by this Chabur. I mean, he's just not holding, he doesn't understand. He is just not up to this. And I can't get it through him. I'm trying and trying and over again. And like I didn't want to insult him. It can't hurt the boy, you know, just over and over. It wasn't going. The good fortune had it that he had to step out for personal reasons for a few minutes. So during the absence of his, I ran to the phone and I called. I think it was Rabbi Yael Levine's office in Zion, and I asked him, Shteit in Rambam that Chayev kol chochem v'chochem to teach Torah. Anyone who comes to ask you to teach. So am I mechuyev to sit and teach him this chabura when he has no shaykhs? I mean, but he's asking me to teach. Is there any tool in any way out of this? This is just ridiculous. It's just going to go through tonight and say it's over safe. So he said that it's mistabed that the chiyuv lelamed that you have on him is not bigger than the chiyuv lelamed. And the way you're describing him, his chiyuv lelamed right now is not geshem with mischabur. Right now he should be learning gemara with art school. I mean, the way you're describing it, that this is not his chiyuv lelamed now. So if it's not his chiyuv lelamed, it's mistabed, it's not your chiyuv lelamed. So memela your potter. As soon as I hang up the phone, this boy's back in the room, back in the study, and I politely tell him, okay, I gotta go, you know, it's all over, you know, thank you very much, you know, So he said, but I don't have the chavur, like what's going to be? I said, you can take the sheets and maybe some young man in the yeshiva Sunday morning will help you with it, you know. So he says, okay, fine. He does that. Sunday night I get a call from him, from Stanford, that he said the chavur. I said, I'm going to help you. Yeah, Rameh Hirschkowitz was inside. Rameh sat with him a whole morning with those sheets and clocked that into him. And from what he told me, I wasn't borrowed, but it was Nick and Rameh did not really agree to the whole shtickle. He just kept on saying, like, Erzogt, and Frank, you know, it sounded like he wasn't 100% agreement, but like, this is what your chabur is, this is what your makabal, so he's going to teach him that. And, you know, okay, and apparently Rameh did not have the heter that Rabbi Yehuda Levin gave me. Or maybe as the Rosh Hashiva, and once his Rebbe instituted this meeting, he felt he had to back it. That I'm not sure, but he did get, he was like that mitzvah, and he took his satin. And the story has a good ending. I'm getting to a very good ending. I lost contact with the boy over the years. You know, like everything else here, you just drift. Maybe 10 or 12 years later, I go to my mailbox, I get a kuntras of Chedush Teira from Eretz Yisrael on the difficult, complicated sugya from good or yogurt from this guy. This boy who couldn't understand the basic questions and points that I was discussing with him in Lashonis and Mesupakim B'Kedushin was putting out a kuntras and saying, I gotta see this. I gotta see, is this kuntras to the Zach? And I read it, and it is to the Zach. It has a good, it's a gefreit, good geempfet, it has a big twist to the issues. What's going on over here? So everybody could hold and everybody could steig. At that moment, his chiyuv lilmud might not have been taken the chabur mind, but I'll go upon him, you know, I see it right in front of my eyes. I received the kuntras, but in good yoga, everybody wants to see the kuntras to see how good it is and how much the guy steig in 12 years. You know, I still have it. But if somebody just like, he just underlined the bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah, or just looking at a bunch of legal outlaws and listening to a couple of CDs of this rabbi and that rabbi and things, that's called Amol Shoteiro. That's not. Again, the klal is, whatever you don't have to strain, whatever you don't have to strain your mind, that's not Amol Shoteiro, and the guy's basically Bittelteiro. Again, if the person is sick and doesn't have Kairo, is very tired, you're very knocked out, that's the biggest amulet you can do then. So then it's about the Chosho what he's doing, but otherwise it's plain old Bittelteiro. And Suki Shemaitz a little bit of health is the biggest matter here, but it's done with Teich Roiv HaMelis and Roivin. I mean, that. So I hope I help this.